about something over radio, over KUOM, I listen to lectures and I'm jiving. And hearing the same man over Channel 2, I have enjoyed it less. I really should have added to it.
Well, that's according to the way that some of the other boys that do refuse to get articles
without knowing what their limits are.
This has to stop it, and then it has to start again. It's just kind of bad.
What do you say,
Marilla?
What? What do you say? Aren't you drinking
the
moment?
I'm done. That's
oh, I got to start.
Program. I mean, it's something intelligent in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ability first brought him to musical attention when he was only 20.
do you do?
Christopher, you know, such a good dancer.
Oh,
you did on the United and Calvin and
Luggage?
Sort of a feminine lady.
Yeah, and I always try to cut out what I say.
Yeah,
and sometimes you have to say an awful lot.
You mean the prompting?
Yeah, and I always try.
Now you don't spend the summer in your
I didn't buy it. I think you probably most of the
Yes,
you know,
Yes, I did.
You were here.
That's turtle. You're not.
been a lot. 1937, 36.
Beautiful red-headed character. Anyway. Bevan Howell, you know. He really became a skilled mechanic, and he had a wonderful head, you see.
Well, you can't go. That was high fun. Yeah, and I got a whole lot of money. And so when the Cuervo says the God of Ages came, he was really prepared, you know. And he just was almost indispensable because he was a really skilled.
Oh, that he was too skilled.
Well, anyway, I went out to the
house.
I had
to what have you got in your mouth?
Went out to the house.
Well, when you hear the story,
Happy New Year, Caleb.
painter was a brilliant guy. I wish it was me.
Was a statue, one of the finest we had seen in Mexico. It was of a stately young woman striding forward with head proudly uplifted. There was no name on the statue, and it was not until much later that we learned that this was Gertrudis Bocanegra, a heroine of the revolution. We walked around the park a little more, and then we decided to go to the Regional Museum of Folk Art. We walked up a cobblestone street from the park to get to the museum, and we passed all these old Spanish houses with the iron grates, with the windows that the señoritas used to sit in front of, and then be serenaded by the young men. We got to the museum and we paid the small admission price, and the museum has rooms reproduced of the way the Mexican houses used to be before the revolution. There were the kitchens particularly that were interesting. Their stoves were built of adobe brick and plastered over with a clay plaster and then stained a dark red. These stoves were charcoal stoves. They had a small opening at the top to put the clay pots on for cooking. And on a side below was the place for the air draft to come up and the ashes to fall down. There were also platters of lacquerware with flowers and birds painted on them. This district is very famous for the lacquerware that it produces, this fine hand painting. And there was wood carvings that had been done a long time ago by the Indians and had been taught to carve by the priests. They reminded me very much of Chart. The simple, direct way that the Indians carved. Adobe brick is a brick that has been used by the Mexican Indians for centuries and is made of clay and straw. And they put the bricks in a mold and of wood, a wooden mold. After they mix the clay and straw together, they put it in the mold and put it out in the sun to bake. And they build their houses of this adobe, and they build the stove of the same adobe. To get back to the wood carving, it had the same direct, honest approach that had been done in Chart. The Indians had learned from the priests, but they had put their own native craft and their own honesty into the carvings that could not be taught. This work was directly from the heart. The other thing that was quite interesting that Alice loved was some small wax figures about 10 inches high that were done before the revolution of elegant ladies and gentlemen reproducing the costumes of that period. You are very old. And the contrast between the wood carving was very interesting. This wax sculptor was very sophisticated and done in great detail.
Thank you.
Distance over the sparkling water was the island of Janitzio with a gigantic statue of Morelos, one arm upraised. At its summit, we turned back to wait for the bus, and the lanceros called after us to be sure and return the next day. We promised we would. Now it's
of schools, you know, picking it up, starting it, and then groups coming and thousands joining in.
And then the thing I wonder also,
yeah.
I mean, with Handel,
sure.
That would be wonderful to show the connection.
Listen, Mario, would you, maybe you could talk down there, say, maybe some money, and, huh? No, I mean, in relation, no, the old idea, you know, that you had, you know. Damn, I thought that was the most brilliant.
It's still my major idea.
I like the cello, and I do have a cello, they have a string.
Because he's having Studs is going to teach a class in conduct a series of lectures. Yes?
Made a what?
A snowman.
She's an optimist. You got robbed this time. It might snow before you leave.
Was she born at midnight?
Yes.
I don't know how she managed that.
You know that 15 minutes after she got to the hospital? Did you?
Yes. But she gets up regularly at 11:30. I've been in the hurry ever since. She arises and lives her great life in the midnight.
Where is the story?
Where we go to Milwaukee and then to Columbus, Louisville, St. Louis, back to Cincinnati and St. Louis.
Well, I could probably
let me answer.
Hey,
During the high holidays, and he's got to go to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So he says to the rickshaw boy, "Listen, you know where there's a shul?
Shul, I'll take him to shul.
So he goes and takes him to a shul.
Well, I'm telling you, we're not cheating.
Wonderful Chinese rabbi notices the strange face there. So he comes to him after and he says,
He says, yes.
It's funny, you don't look it.